Welcome back, folks. There are a lot of different studies about education and, you know, the success rate of some systems and the failures of others. And when you begin to put them all together, everyone's kind of looking at different indicators. Most recently, there was a WalletHub study that looked at 32 key measures of quality and safety as they assessed school systems across the country. Another WalletHub study looked at 15 key indicators of youth risk. So I wanted to talk to someone about what they're thinking and what the contemporary thinking is of what are the really important issues and ingredients for a successful educational system, because a lot of these things seem to conflict with one another. And joining us is Jay Green, Senior Research Fellow, Center for Education Policy, at the Heritage Foundation. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Jay, what I find about Louisiana is that we definitely rank in the bottom one-third. But what you heard my opening remarks, very confusing about which one of these, you know, so 32 in one and 15 in the other. So, you know, that's 47 different indicators. In your experience, what are the ones that are really stand out and in your mind are really the key ones that you want to look at in an educational system?
Sure. So I'm not sure that I agree that Louisiana is close to the bottom. It depends on what you're ranking and how you're assessing educational systems. According to the Education Freedom Report Card that Heritage puts out each year, Louisiana was actually ranked fourth best in the country among the states. Now, that may be a little surprising to you because you're probably accustomed to people saying that things are bad in Louisiana. And certainly Louisiana has its challenges, and part of that challenge is that it has relatively low income relative to other states. And so it has people who come to schools with problems. And we wouldn't want to judge schools based on the problems that people bring to those schools. We'd want to judge the schools based on how much they help improve those people and help empower the families that send their children there to raise their children in a good way. And in the same way, we wouldn't want to judge a hospital based on how sick their patients are when they arrive. Because then we would think that places like MD Anderson, you know, a cancer research hospital, would be a very bad hospital. But actually, it's widely considered one of the best because it takes on some very challenging patients and does a good job with them. And that's how we really should be thinking about assessing the quality of schools. And I think one of the problems with the WalletHub ranking that just came out that did place Louisiana towards the bottom is that almost entirely the indicators that they're measuring are simply proxies for how wealthy the families are at the beginning, not how much the schools make a difference. And so that's why that's not the most useful way to look at how Louisiana schools are doing.
It's interesting you say that. I never really... I guess I've thought about that at some point in time, but you never really see a study that presents its, you know, its findings that way, right?
It'll
be an observation, a nuance. You know, Louisiana is a very poor state, and and then they move on.
Right. Well, we try to, you can make adjustments for this, but you could also, there's a question of priorities too. What do we think schools are there to accomplish? And yes, schools are there to improve skills in reading and math that help young people enter the workforce, have good jobs and be productive adults. But we also want schools that can help shape good citizens and good character. I think a lot of what parents are looking for when they're looking for schools is a school that can help shape their children's character so that they grow up to be good human beings and behave in virtuous ways as adults. I mean, yes, they want them to make a good living, but they also want them to be decent people. And so one of the important things that the Education Freedom Report Card does, that the Heritage Foundation puts out, is that it pays a lot of attention to these character formation issues and not simply to skill acquisition, although that's skill acquisition is also important.
Right. And it seems, though, that that's really more of an all-encompassing approach, because what we know now, and I think the numbers are going to be changing even more significantly, I don't think you're going to have as many people going to college. When you look at some of what has been characterized as blue-collar job opportunities out there, we have so many openings in so many of the trades and the skills. It's crazy. And what's also crazy is when you look at the salary surveys of these particular jobs, they far exceed what you would make if you had a four-year college degree.
That's true in many cases. And it's also, you know, pretty obvious when you look at colleges that character formation and the quality of people entering are not good ways of judging educational institutions. I mean, if we simply looked at incoming SAT scores, we'd say that places like Harvard and Columbia were among the best. But when we look at how those institutions shape the character of young people, we see that those are, you know, dangerous institutions to send your kids to, because they might come out as radicals or as believers in things that you find deeply offensive and problematic. And so, you know, if you want to help have schools help you raise your children to be the kinds of adults you want them to be, you know, places like Harvard and Columbia might not be the best. And so looking for K-12 schools and looking for universities that are going to partner with families in raising children to have good skills, good jobs, but also to have good character. That's the whole package that I think people are really looking for.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of emblematic in the most recent news that Columbia University settled its civil rights violations case with the federal government. They just paid them $200 million and an additional $21 million on some other independent investigations relative to federal employment discrimination that was going on at that university. And although did not admit guilt, admitted that the university is in need of reformation.
Look, I think $221 million says we're guilty.
Yeah.
You know, there were really serious problems and still are serious problems at Columbia. It is heartening that they are reaching an agreement with the federal government and pledging to take steps to remediate these problems. And while I don't think we're going to see an overnight transformation of Columbia, I think we're going to see progress. And it's that kind of progress that we should be rewarding in our schools. Progress not just in test scores, but also progress in helping develop people into being good citizens with good character. And Columbia clearly fell short of that. And so, you know, one of the ways that Louisiana schools might be better than you think is that Louisiana first has a lot of school choice. So it has programs, both charter schools and an ESA or educational savings account program that offers private choice. Both of those choice programs empower families to find the right kind of school for their kid and the kind of school that will teach the values that the families hold dear and not be working against the families or undermining the values that families are trying to convey to their children.
Got a text here says, when you refer to good character, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of folks, you know, they're going to try to jump down to that granular level, but isn't that just, you know, being able to adhere to the traditional norms and customs of your community?
They are.
Yeah.
And once upon a time, local public schools were pretty well connected to the values and norms of the communities they served. But schools became increasingly unaccountable and out of touch with the communities that they serve. And so part of the reason why school choice has been so important is that it's helped reconnect schools and communities by making those schools accountable to the families, because the families have to choose them. And look, we're going to have different visions of what good character consists of. We're not right. All of us will agree, and different communities will have different priorities, and that's all okay. And that's also something that choice can help produce, is that it allows us to find the kinds of schools with the kinds of values that we're trying to teach our children, and they may be different from what other families and other schools will be teaching, and that's okay. But what we don't want is a particular radical vision of character and values imposed on families kind of against their will. That's really problematic, and we have too much of that around the country, and Louisiana is taking important steps to prevent that. And I think that's part of why Louisiana is ranked highly in the Heritage Foundation education report card. It also ranks well on things like transparency, that it has a lot of good information available to families to help them make choices, and to policymakers to help them assess progress. And it also has a good return on investment. We often think that schools that spend a lot are the good schools. But what you really want is a school that gets a lot of achievement for the money it does spend. And while right. Louisiana doesn't have the highest achieving students in the country, it has remarkably good achievement given the amount that it does spend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We truly appreciate your time and your insight. I love the perspective, obviously. Thank you so much, Son.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Jay Green, Senior Research Fellow, Center for Education Policy at the Heritage Foundation. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.